Good afternoon. Clouds will increase and thicken for the afternoon across the region with light snow breaking out in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills early in the afternoon, then overspread the rest of the region through the middle and latter stages of the afternoon. Most locations will have a coating of snow on the ground with more snow falling, although on the light side through the evening commute, which would slow things down just a bit. Temperatures through the afternoon will only climb a bit more and into the upper 20s to around 30. Readings will hold steady into the evening with light snow continuing before changing over to some sleet, freezing rain and drizzle, and eventually some rain showers as precipitation will wind down pretty quickly after midnight. Snowfall totals will range from about 1 to 3 inches from I-90 and points south to as much as 3 to 6 inches north of I-90, particularly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Temperatures after midnight will continue to climb up into the lower and middle 30s. This will leave us with a generally dry day for Wednesday. We'll have lots of clouds around and a few leftover rain or snow showers. It'll be blustery but relatively mild with highs right around 40. Another system will head our way from the Tennessee Valley on Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday. Right now it looks like the track will be too far south to push snow into the entire region. The best chance to see some accumulating snow on Thursday morning will be in the lower Hudson Valley in southernmost New England. However, a closer storm track to the coast would mean more of interior New York and New England would see snow again by Thursday morning. High temperatures on Thursday afternoon will be back up into the mid-20s. On Friday, high pressure will be in control. Sunshine will give way to some high clouds back into the lower 20s before we push it back up into the 30s for the upcoming weekend. A couple of weak disturbances will pass by with a chance for a few snow showers both on Saturday and Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere ejecting out of the western United States will meet up with cold air east of the Rockies and produce a decent-sized storm over the next couple of days. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for a large part of the Rocky Mountains. The San Juan Mountains in southern Colorado could pick up another 1 to 2 feet of snow from this storm, which will also increase the avalanche risk heading into the next couple of days. Meanwhile, out on the plains in advance of the storm, blizzard warnings have been issued for parts of eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota west of Minneapolis. While snowfall amounts will not be particularly impressive, on the order of about 2 to 5 inches, the winds will gust at times up to 50 miles per hour, causing considerable blowing and drifting of the snow and reduced visibility to a quarter mile or lower at times. In the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, and freezing rain advisories have been issued for snow and ice through midweek in locations such as Nashville, Memphis, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Louisville. If you have travel plans into or through these locations, it's best to call ahead. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Brooksville, Punta Gorda, Fort Myers, and Tampa, all in Florida, to a low of 17 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City snow developing this afternoon in the lower 30s, Boston increasing clouds with highs in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo, snow changing to sleet, freezing rain, then rain with highs in the lower to middle 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 64 set in 2002, and the record low 10 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening 5:47 p.m., 11 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Snow will develop by mid to late afternoon. Snow will change to some sleet and freezing drizzle after midnight tonight, temperatures holding in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with light snow developing late this afternoon, highs around 30. Snow changing to some sleet and freezing rain overnight tonight with rain showers toward morning with temperatures climbing into the 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with light snow developing late this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Snow changing to some sleet, freezing rain, and then rain showers overnight tonight, with temperatures climbing into the 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today, with light snow developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 20s. Snow changing to some sleet and freezing rain, then rain showers overnight tonight, with temperatures climbing into the 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, with light snow developing this afternoon, highs in the upper 20s. Snow changing to some sleet, freezing rain overnight tonight, even just some rain showers as temperatures climb into the 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers, breezy, but relatively mild, around 40. Some snow in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England on Thursday, dry elsewhere in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds Friday in the lower 20s, light snow showers Saturday in the lower to mid-30s, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-30s on Sunday, and another chance of a few snow showers on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.